USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden declared he shouldn't have been so cavalier after he told a prominent black radio host on The Breakfast Club the following.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee quickly moved to address the fallout from his remark, which was interpreted by many, presuming black Americans would automatically vote for him. Biden said he would never take the African-American community for granted. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, the Senate's sole black Republican, said he was shocked and surprised by Biden's remarks.
That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. If you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African-Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African-Americans that you're not black? Who in the heck does he think he is?
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
FBI Director Christopher Wray has ordered an internal review on possible misconduct in the investigation of former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The after-action review will examine whether any current employees engaged in misconduct during the course of the investigation and evaluate whether any improvements in FBI policies and procedures need to be made. A jetliner carrying 98 people crashed in a crowded neighborhood near the airport in Pakistan's port city of Karachi after an apparent engine failure. Officials say there were two survivors from the plane, but they also found at least 57 bodies in the wreckage. It was unknown how many people on the ground were hurt as the Pakistan International Airlines jet plowed into an alley and destroyed at least five houses. The pilot was heard transmitting Mayday to the tower shortly before the crash, which was flying from Lachore to Karachi, carrying many traveling for the Muslim holiday of Eid Fitr. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A charity raffle to help small businesses hurt by the pandemic is sparking a controversy because of what they're raffling off. And USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The North Baldwin, Alabama Chamber of Commerce trying to raise money to help small businesses by doing a 10-day raffle, giving away outdoor gear and hunting rifles and shotguns as prizes, with all the profits going to the Small Business Relief Fund it set up. Some people, though, are not comfortable with the prizes and are worried that the firearms could end up in the wrong hands. Membership Development Manager Cameron Lewis says each winner has to be 19 years old, has to be from Alabama, and does have to pass a federal background check. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hall of Fame basketball player and Georgetown University coach Patrick Ewing announced that he was hospitalized after testing positive for coronavirus. He said the virus is very serious and should not be taken lightly. I want to encourage everyone to stay safe and take care of yourself and your loved ones. Ewing, now age 57, just completed his third season as head basketball coach at Georgetown University. No other members of that team or staff has tested positive. The coach has been isolated at a local hospital. The 7-foot center played 17 seasons in the NBA, 15 for the New York Knicks, and he was an 11-time NBA All-Star. He was also inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2008. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.